Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugia,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Ellen Lockyer. This week on AK, Love of the Race. Every year, Alaska hosts two nearly 1,000-mile sled dog races within weeks of each other, the Iditarod and the Yukon Quest. Though similar in length, racing each one is a very different experience. APRN field reporter Ann Hillman caught up with two mushers who ran both races this year soon after they crossed the Iditarod finish line in Nome.
If you're outside of the mushing world and you think about Alaska's two major long-distance races, you probably think, what's the difference? It's teams of big, fuzzy dogs pulling a sled through cold weather over rough terrain in the middle of nowhere. Actually, truthfully, if you're not even from Alaska, you probably didn't even know that there was a race other than the Iditarod. But a select group of mushers runs both of the intense races back-to-back each year. This year was six-time Quest musher Brent Sass's first Iditarod. He placed 13th and took Rookie of the Year. He says the two races attract different types of mushers.
One of the biggest differences that you see in between Quest and Iditarod is that when you're out in the Quest, everyone out there, it's a little different. Here you get a more of a smorgasbord of people. There's a lot more variety of people that are doing this. There's a bucket list to check it off, or they just do it every year because that's what they do, you know. And you don't do the Quest every year because that's what you do. You do the Quest every year because you really enjoy torturing yourself at times, you know?
Sass says the Quest provides more of a wilderness experience, whereas the Iditarod involves many, many more people.
I think overall the Iditarod has more people, more stops, and I think that creates more challenges on some fronts, especially for someone like me who's used to being able to get out on the trail on the Quest and kind of disappear and be away from the people.
He says the atmosphere of the Quest appeals to him more.
In the Quest, you can leave and get 2 days where you're in your dog, it's you and your dogs, and it's all you're thinking about, it's all you have to worry about. Here, you know, you go 18 miles and there's another checkpoint, or you go 30 miles and there's another checkpoint. So you get a little thrown off from your focus. There's more decisions to be made, I think. Like, especially for being a rookie, I would roll into a checkpoint, and as I'm rolling in, I'm going, am I staying, am I going?
One thing that isn't different for Sass in either race is his attitude and how it affects his dogs.
It is. Attitude is everything in life in general, and I think in dog mushing even more so, just because you're feeding that energy right into all your dogs, and if you have a positive, upbeat attitude, all your dogs are going to have that too. So
his positive relationship with them shows as he nuzzles one of his younger dogs, Carbon.
He's like my little buddy. You know, I have awesome relationships with all my dogs. I spend a lot of time with them. I spend all my time with them. You know, they come in the house a lot, and we're tight. We're all very, very tight.
Just as Sass feeds off the energy of his pups, when this year's Yukon Quest champion, Hugh Neff, rolled into Nome at 11:41 on Wednesday night in 17th place, he seemed to feed off the energy of the crowd.
Welcome to Nome!
Good to be home!
Nome, sweet Nome, you man!
My whole race was about one thing, and that was getting to Nome, because I love Nome.
When talking about the highlights of the race for him, he focused on interactions with the communities along the trail.
For me, when I get to Nikolai, and the people of Nikolai are out there getting water ready for us and making food and just going all out, that's when you realize that, you know, what Joe Reddington wanted to happen is actually happening.
When Neff had trouble along the trail with dehydrated dogs who cramped up and had to be carried in his sled, he eventually accepted that he wouldn't be able to repeat Lance Mackey's feat of winning both the Yukon Quest and the Iditarod in the same year. But he said it gave him the chance to relax and socialize.
Basically, the last couple of days, it's just been fun hanging out with some of the, guys that have been around the block, Rick Swenson and Paul Gebhardt, and obviously Michelle and I have been together the last couple of days, so.
Michelle Phillips arrived in Nome about 23 minutes before Neff. They spent a couple of hours in safety just hanging out. They weren't being challenged by mushers behind them and couldn't catch up to the mushers in front anyhow. For Neff, the Iditarod was a social experience as well as a mushing one. And for all of the mushers on both of the races, it was a chance to be out on the trail, doing what they love most, with a team of dogs who love running it with them. In Nome, I'm Ann Hillman for APRN.